There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Has spring break gone too far? That's what one caller was suggesting last hour, where in Panama City there has now been a ban on alcohol on the beach as a result of some of the rowdy behavior by the revelers, which isn't unusual for Panama City. I mean, anybody who's ever paid attention to spring break in the past knows that for as long as I've been alive and paying attention to the news, that there have been people partying in large number on the beach in Florida in various different cities, and presumably they're getting drunk, and some drunk people are going to cause damage to things. So, I mean, there have always been problems with spring breakers. It's just that I guess this year there happened to be some shootings that coincided with spring break, so now people feel like things are worse than ever. Maybe people are a little rowdier than ever, but it really, I mean, how much more rowdy can a bunch of college students be in the year 2015 versus, you know, 2005 versus 1995?
I think they could be considerably more rowdy. I mean, I do think that we have an ever worsening moral decay in human society, that people are basically, it's nihilism run amok. That people
You were saying before the show, you think the human race is doomed. Is that what you're getting at?
I mean, yes. In that's part of what I was getting at with that, is that basically I fundamentally feel like human society is absolutely unraveling before our eyes. And I've sort of felt that way, like, sort of for a while, right? I mean, sort of my moving here was, okay, well, we're going to get this group of people here who will live by this certain standard, and we will basically be the people who survive this nonsense, right? Mm-hmm. And there are times when I come to question that, and then, like, last night I decided I was going to catch up on my Molyneux, and he's got a video titled An Atheist Apologizes to Christians. And then I see Stephen Molyneux, tears in his eyes, giving praise to the Christian faith and the Latter Day Saints in particular, with a caller that he's got on the line.
Really?
And I'm saying to myself,
he's supposedly an atheist.
Oh yeah, and he still is. Like, he's not saying, like, hey, you know, Jesus is real and everybody should endorse this, right? Okay. He's just talking about sort of like, if you will, sort of the positive impacts that religion has had on society and that sort of thing. And there was the context of it was that the caller was afraid to tell his family that he was an atheist because it was going to break up his family. Now, I could sort of see if Stefan had said to the guy, hey, look, maybe the lesser evil is to keep this a secret. Like, I could almost get that.
Okay. Discretion being the better part of valor.
Right. And, you know, because Stefan's thing is also very family-oriented, right? So if it's going to tear your family apart, then, you know, hey, there's a, you know, conflicting values here, right? And I could have dealt with that. But it turned into this bizarre, like, tear-filled praise for the Christian faith and all the good that it had done for human society, which is the complete opposite of what I'm used to hearing from Stephen Molyneux on religion. And I'm sitting there like, what am I watching? Like, I'm watching this happen on Freedom Aid Radio, and it goes along with certain other things. I've been complaining about a lot of other libertarians. You know, you get Larkin Rose screaming about rape culture and the patriarchy. I've got Jeffrey Tucker talking about a new libertarianism that's going to embrace feminism like anti-slavery, and I just see, like, all this bizarre, weird stuff going on in libertarianism, right? Mm. And particularly here in New Hampshire, right? The people are trying to make this about left liberal social values and polyamory and feminism and all this weird, ridiculous stuff. And I'm saying to myself, you know what? The human race is doomed. Like, there's really no fixing this. And then I'll just add to this, and then I'm interested to hear your thoughts on it. So then we started talking about this guy, Jeremiah True, who got himself kicked out of a humanities class at Reed College. And one of the things that he was challenging in this class was that logic being more important than emotion is a patriarchal belief.
Now, that is very interesting.
Now, I started looking into this, Mark. I started reading blogs that said this stuff, and it sent me down this bizarre rabbit hole of just chaotic, ridiculous thought, you know? And I'm like, I'm realizing that we're trying to talk about issues on this show, right? Mm-hmm. And what I'm realizing more and more is that human beings do not fundamentally agree on, like, the ontological structure of reality itself. We live in a place where people are not sure if the world actually exists. They are not sure, you know.
You can't prove it does.
And we can't agree on, like, fundamental things like this table is actually here. And I'm like, how are we supposed to discuss anything if we don't agree on, like, the structure of reality in the universe? We're trying to discuss what's going to happen with nuclear bombs. We're trying to discuss things like, I don't know, well, let's abolish the state and then decide how people are going to privately own nuclear weapons. And we can't figure out if there's a table in this room.
Okay, so that is, as far as I'm concerned, there is far too much attention paid to crazy people, right? Like, the internet sadly gives crazy people a platform for which they can be, get some level of attention. The fact is that most people, the vast majority, 99%+ of people believe in the same ontological objectivist view of the world. Trot out this bull crap about, you can't prove we're here, you know, but he believes it because he gets in a car and he can drive it away. Like, a person who didn't really believe they were in here couldn't, you know, figure out to stick the key in the ignition and turn it and all these other variety of things. Now, there are a small percentage of people out there.
They're a bigger percentage than I think you're giving them credit for.
So you're saying instead of 0.01%, they're 0.1%?
So the thing is that a lot of the beliefs that people have, right, like we talk about some of this feminism stuff that drives me out of my mind. I'm like, this is a fundamental departure from the real situation, and here is the evidence to say otherwise. And people are like, well, I just choose to believe something which is false. And I mean, that's been going on with religions for thousands of years, right? I mean, we fundamentally have to understand.
We've made it this far with religion.
Even a religious person has to understand that most religious people are completely nuts, right? That most, and if somebody believes that they have the one true faith, right, then they still have to accept that most of the rest of the world is completely wrong about religion. So I'd say that, like, throughout most of human history, there has been a fundamental split with reality that people really appreciate and like need, like they have to have it. They feel like this is very important to their identity, is to fundamentally depart from this physical world and imagine that something else is there and that it is in fact more important than what's going on in this physical world. And that's a situation that is constant. It's a miracle that we're still alive if you think about it under those conditions, right? Because we're talking about a situation where people who are fundamentally departed from reality are walking into voting booths and democratically electing governments that hold nuclear weapons. Now, we talk about the abolition of the state. So the other thing that Stefan said during this video was, if I could push a button that would abolish the church, I would not push it, nor the state. Okay.
What?
Right. We're not ready for freedom, is what I hear Stefan Molyneux say on Freedom Main Radio. The video is a couple weeks old, I think, and I just watched it yesterday. And I'm like, what? I'm a button pusher. I would blister my thumb pushing a button to a phone.
I don't think Mark would do it.
I don't think I would either.
And I don't care. Like, if honestly, if I push a button to, you know, abolish the state, and somebody said, don't push that button, there's a chance that it will cause the extinction of mankind, I'm like, I'll take my chances with it, pal, because I'm pretty sure the state's going to be our extinction.
So the argument generally is that you can't push the button, this whole we're not ready thing yet, is that, well, if you push the button, people are just going to create another state. And as far as I'm concerned, that's fine. If that's what they want to go ahead and do, at the very least, we'd have zero state from which to start, and it's going to take them a little while to build a state as large as the one that we have today, so I'd rather have that. Thanks very much. Push the damn button.
States vary on a level from Hong Kong to North Korea and from, Denmark to North Korea again, right? I'm talking about the social and the economic scales here. So you may very well get a state that is as bad as North Korea's, right? Because there's a lot of people out there that say you got to break a few eggs in order to make an omelet. And, yeah. You know, in the case where the state is gone, what we need right now is law and order more than we need living people, right? So if half the population has to die for me to set up this new state that's going to be, you know, work better than the old one.
Then obviously, we're talking about a ridiculous what-if scenario.
That's why I'm not ready to push the button.
Since we're talking about that scenario, the idea would be the state would disappear, Mark. So how would you start up a state, you know, a larger state the next day? You wouldn't have the ability because you wouldn't have the legitimacy. No one would want to necessarily follow you. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching, she was scratching, she was licking 24 hours a day.
Just chewing and chewing and chewing. So.
Scratching and biting.
Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problem, constantly licking his feet. It keeps me up at night.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed. Zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Sleep at night. Let me do it again. Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Talk Live. Dial toll free to bring up what you want here at 855-450-FREE or join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And you can still comment on the Panama City spring break situation where some people are saying it's gone too far, but you can't abolish spring break. And you're not going to get the beach to go away, so how do you handle this with parties going out of control? We have a security guy who does security for a living saying that he's seen it change. It's gotten even worse over the years. So you're welcome to comment on that as well, or jump into the conversation we're having right now about what, you know, Chris Cantwell is upset, which is sort of the standard for Chris Cantwell. But you're like really like kind of bummed out right now. I want to get back into that. You're frustrated with the liberty movement, people in general. You say that the human race is doomed. So this is a pretty big topic. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, whether or not the human race is doomed, in the meantime, until we get to the doomsday or whatever the heck it is it's going to happen, yeah, you still have internet access for now. And you need to protect yourself when you're online. You probably should do that because whether or not the human race is doomed, there are people out there who are looking to take advantage of you. And some of those people are in governments. And so ProXPN can help protect you online. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL, download their app for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, or Android devices. And then once you connect to ProXPN, you'll be protected from some of the prying and spying going on out there, like your ISP. For instance, they're probably keeping track of and logging all of the websites you visit, all the search terms that you enter. Maybe they want to sell that information. Maybe they want to give it away to the government. Who knows? But if you're using ProXPN, they don't get that information anymore because, again, your internet will become encrypted. And it also protects you from other things. But plus, once you get their premium account, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits at all. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and you get it at 50% off when you use code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and the number 50 as in 50% off the annual account over at proxpn.com/FTL. That breaks the price down to just under $5 a month for this amazing protection. proxpn.com/FTL, code FTL50. As we continue here, we've actually got Virgil on the line with us calling from Ohio, I presume. Virgil, are you there?
I am here. Ian, thank you for taking my call. How are you tonight?
Oh, well, just fine. We're talking about a variety of different things, but actually I'd asked you to call in tonight, so we're going to come back to Chris Cantwell and his concerns with the human race here in a moment. But Virgil, you've got some pretty a pretty serious situation there in Xenia, Ohio, where you were arrested for so-called panhandling, even though the law itself defines panhandling as trying to ask people for, or, you know, asking people for money for your own personal benefit. You were asking people for money as you stood out in front of, I think it was what, the police department in City Hall?
Right.
You were asking people for money for a local charity, and they arrested you and charged you with panhandling. And even though you pointed this out during the trial, the jury found you guilty anyway.
Right, of course.
And you were sentenced yesterday.
Yeah, they're obedient, little obedient status. They are going to obey whatever the judge tells them. And my sentencing was yesterday. The judge basically sentenced me to 30 days in jail. It's a suspended sentence for 2 years, which means they're going to hang this thing over my head for 2 years, limiting my activism and whatever other activities I'm involved in.
That's what they do to Ian.
That's right. And then he also fined me $150, about another $750 worth of court fees, and then 100 hours of community service. So actually, in total, the sentence goes above the maximum required by law under this charge.
What was the maximum?
The maximum only allows for a fine and 30 days in jail.
So community service was not specified
Nope.
as an option. And also there's court costs as well. That's what, $700?
About $750 or so. Yeah. And interestingly enough, the judge, you know they lie, right? When someone starts a sentence with, well, I'm not going to punish you for this, but, you know, he basically said that, you know, he admired, you know, the fact that I represented myself pro se and you know, I presented myself professionally, and by no means will the sentence illustrate the fact that I'm being punished for exercising my constitutional rights to represent myself.
Except that they departed above the sentencing guidelines.
Right. Right. It's funny. It's
and this is a, by the way, this is a municipal ordinance violation we're talking about here.
Right.
This isn't even state law. This is just something that the town of Xenia or the city of Xenia bureaucrats, the politicians, wrote up to try to, you know, in theory, stop people from panhandling there in the
yep.
streets. So all you did, and how long were you standing out in front of the police department? Because you were able
exactly.
to raise like $40.
Yeah, I was there exactly about an hour and 35 minutes or so. I looked at the clock, yep. and I raised about $42. It was donated to charity. I have a letter from the charity stating
Thank
I gave
you.
Them money.
Right.
Yeah. They said they were going to buy socks and underwear for homeless people with it. The judge didn't let me introduce the letter as evidence.
No, why would they?
During
that
the
would,
trial.
That would somehow get in the way of his little friends that he plays golf with, you know, right. railroading you down the pike here for a crime that you clearly didn't commit. It would,
right,
you,
right.
I mean,
so,
the jury was, and the jury is just so ready to go home that they collude with these people.
Of course.
Let me ask you, so you were allowed to tell the jury that you gave the money to the charity, but you weren't allowed to bring the letter as evidence?
Yes. Yes.
That's so bizarre.
Right. He also couldn't bring up the Constitution.
Well,
the
you can never bring up a Constitution at a trial. That's not,
right.
You know, that's fundamentally something that they don't
like
allow
that.
You to yeah. do. I mean, those are for legal arguments. They don't want you making legal arguments to a jury, and that's not abnormal at all, at least. We can say that it's a terrible thing that the constitutions are not welcome in courtrooms anymore, but it's not fundamentally like a strange thing that they've done to him, you know.
But where do you bring up the Constitution, though? What case do you have to be in to where he can actually talk about it?
It's a legal argument that's made before a judge, and that's where you do that. So if you were, say, let's say that you felt that you had been illegally searched or something like that, your attorney will usually like raise a motion to have a hearing on before the judge on whether or
Got
not
it.
What was done was legal in the first place. Having you're never allowed to make legal arguments to a jury. That's something that happens in courtrooms all across the world. That's totally
that's
normal.
That's insane.
Yeah, but they
that's
wouldn't
insane.
Even let him bring up the Constitution as in, you know, that was his motivation or whatever. I mean, you can talk about a Constitution in front of a jury, at least here in New Hampshire. I believe that that is possible here.
As you're, if you're talking about your motivation for doing something as you're testifying, then
yeah.
you can, you I would think that in a lot of cases that would be allowed, but like if you're a pro se defendant and you're saying, well, it's unconstitutional that this happened, you're fundamentally trying to make a legal argument, and it's not
right.
something that you do with a jury.
And that's a good point. I did not testify. I did not want to testify,
yeah.
so obviously I didn't get to talk about a lot of it.
Yeah, so the rules for what you're allowed to say as your own, you know, you represent yourself, right? You
yeah.
have certain rules that apply to you like you're an attorney, right? Your attorney
yeah.
is not allowed to give testimony, right?
Correct.
So,
right.
so you as a pro se defendant, you do end up with a little bit of leeway to say things to the jury, but fundamentally they want to be able to question you if you're giving testimony, and so unless you take the stand, they're going to limit what you say.
All right, more coming up
right.
here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Virgil, can you stick around for a little more of this?
Absolutely.
All right, I've
Absolutely.
Got more questions. Virgil Viduva, independent photojournalist in the Xenia, Ohio area. We'll come back with more of him and his situation. He's been sentenced for raising money for charity in front of City Hall. It's Free Talk Live.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Chris Cantwell says the human race is doomed. Would love to hear what you think about that. We'll, of course, get your calls about anything you want to discuss. We've got Virgil Viduva on the line with us from the Greene County Herald in Ohio. He's explaining to us the sentencing that he went through yesterday for his first criminal conviction for the dastardly crime of standing out in front of City Hall and asking people for money for a charity. We're going to continue with Virgil here in a moment. But first, you should know about ExpressCoin.com, the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies of choice. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin, they're all available at ExpressCoin.com. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. Plus, they're a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrency with money order, check, or wire transfer. Just get started over at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the United States or in Canada, they can help you over at ExpressCoin.com. Plus, you can even grab their app for your smartphone. Use coupon code FTL when you're ready to check out there to get up to $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency with no fee at all. That's ExpressCoin.com with coupon code FTL, ExpressCoin.com. As we go back to Virgil Viduva with us, thanks for calling in tonight, Virgil. We had the news story from Counter... from Countercurrent News. I posted that on our Facebook and Twitter just a moment ago, and they did a good job of covering this, and thankfully you've been calling in to kind of give it to us firsthand here. Now, did you go there prepared to court yesterday morning? Because I suggested, you know, you might want to go prepared for jail. Were you ready?
Yeah. No, I mean, how can you be ready to go to a cage? I've never been in jail. Well, I was arrested once for, and I was spent maybe 2 or 3 hours in jail. But how do you prepare mentally to go to jail for 30 days? You're never ready for that, right? But it wasn't the best.
Well, if you've been once, then.
To be honest with you, you're prepared.
Yeah, I mean, you do it 3-4 times. You get used to it, you know.
I remember when I was in jail, there was one of the guys who'd been in and out. You know, like a lot of these guys just keep coming in.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, this guy came in and he goes, "Honey, I'm home." They're totally institutionalized.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's great. That's so funny. I don't think it's something I want to be prepared for, right?
No, yeah, I understand.
That's a good mental state to be in, sir.
Right. So it was good. I showed up. Handful of friends were there. It unfolded exactly as I was planning. You know, I had this entire thing planned for, you know, from a month ago or whenever it started, 2 months ago. And so far, the city bureaucrats, they've done exactly what I wanted them to do. Because now, I already have an attorney who's a constitutional, expert. You know, he agreed to take the case on.
Oh, great.
He called me this morning. He said after less than an hour of research, he said, "Hey, I found already two case law cases, you know, in 6th District, which covers Ohio, which covers your case. We don't even have to argue the constitutionality of panhandling statutes. This is a slam dunk." So,
what did he find there? I mean, tell me a little more about that.
There are two cases. One is from Lansing, Michigan, where the ACLU filed a lawsuit against the city of Lansing for a law that has been on the books since the 1920s, banning begging. And they won that case. And there's another case from actually last year, and I can't remember the details of that second case. Both found the statutes, panhandling statutes, unconstitutional. Nice. And this makes my case even easier to deal with. And he suggested, I mean, his own words were basically, "The city will beg you to settle with them." So I don't know where this is going to end up.
The city bans begging, and then we'll beg you to settle. That would be fun.
Right. So it will definitely involve some money, you know, changing hands, and definitely. You know, I was joking around, what would the settlement terms include? And I was saying maybe the judge could put on a gimp suit and do a little dance in front of the courthouse for me. You know, that would be a nice settlement.
I think that you should look at tits for tats on this one as best you can. And, the judge is female, isn't it? Isn't the judge? Never mind. I didn't mean that exactly as I meant. What I'm suggesting here is that you have the judge and the prosecutor and, you know, maybe everybody in the jury has to do 100 hours community service. Isn't that what they sentenced you to?
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
That's what I want to see. I want to see the stinking prosecutor out there rubbing tires on the fire truck. I'm sick and tired of these disgusting bureaucrats getting away with, you know, just hiding behind their jobs. When you violate the law, I don't care who you work for, you should have to pay the punishment. And these people sentenced you. They broke the law to sentence you, and they should have to do a 100 hours community service.
Great idea, but it won't happen.
They won't. They, you know, the whatever they pay, whether it's $10,000 or $100,000 in legal penalties or settlement fees, that would not come out of their paychecks. You'll come out of, well, fortunately, the jurors are going to pay for it because they're all residents of the city and, you know, they're kind of responsible for it in some indirect way. So.
Well, the jurors, at that point, I mean, you know.
The jurors are definitely responsible for, you know, for you being found guilty, which is what they did illegally, ignoring the definition of panhandling, which you did not violate.
Yeah, the jurors will get what they deserve, but they'll only get a small portion of what they deserve. So they, if, you know, I don't know how many people are in Xenia, but when you spread out $100,000 over however many households.
25,000 people, yeah.
25,000 people, you're talking about everybody kicking in $4. The jurors would be like happily say, "Here's $4. Let me go home. This is a stupid, crazy case." That's what they would have been. But really, ultimately, this, you know, I think it's the judge and the prosecutor. And you should, in my opinion, make the offer whenever you guys are haggling over what that's going to be is like, look, I'm willing to waive all of the money I would get as long as the judge and the prosecutor have to do 100 hours community service each. I'm willing to waive for the city of Xenia. If these people actually care about the citizens of Xenia, they will go out there and they will rub dirty tires on fire trucks for 100 hours. But they don't.
I think that that's a great thing to say on the radio. I also think that he's going to be better off with a 5 or 6 figure sum of money in his pocket than he is going to be with the video of the prosecutor doing doing some trash pickup on
the
highway.
True. Very true. Yes.
So, Virgil, right now you've been sentenced. So when does this judge want that community service to be done by?
So he wants it done by, I think, is July 1st, from what I remember. I could have the date a little bit off. Mm-hmm. So I have 3 months or so, which is a lot. 100 hours is a lot of time when you really think about it. So he really kind of, you know, nailed me there.
Do you think so there's also a $150 fine as well. When does he want that? Also by July?
That has to be paid by tomorrow. So
whoa!
Tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Actually, they wanted it paid immediately after the sentencing, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know about this, guys. They want the court fees and the fine paid tomorrow. What I'm going to do, I'm going to pay the court fees. I'm not going to haggle with them over the court fees, but I will file a motion to see if you'll let me make a donation instead of a fine and see how
that goes. What happens in Ohio if you don't pay a fine? Because here in New Hampshire, they will put you in jail for $50 a day, and you have to essentially sit it off and or work it off on a labor crew.
That's a rough question. I don't think I want to find out, honestly. but I will make at least an offer and see what he's willing to do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not suggesting you just, you know, throw yourself to the wolves just to see what the system does to you.
Yeah. Right.
But you know, I'd be interested in finding out from other people who have been in that
circumstance. Don't find out the hard way, but find out.
Right.
You know, I don't know how far that goes. I think Massachusetts has a similar provision of, you know, you can sit it off, kind of sit off part of the fine. But I don't know how far that goes beyond New England. It may only be in New England.
There are certain places where certain fines of certain natures are just unenforceable, right? Like
that's true.
I got a drinking in public ticket in New York City, and I never paid it, and nothing ever happened to me.
Nice.
I walked away from it. There were certain fees associated with my DWI in New York that I still haven't paid, and they have.
But
no,
if you're under a judge's order to pay a fine, that could very well be.
Yeah, you could get held in contempt or something like that. But it's, like I said, don't find out the hard way, but find out. Say, what happens if I don't pay this fine? Is a good question for you to ask, even if you just ask an attorney or Google it or something.
Yeah, I'll find out tomorrow. I mean, the court clerk is she's actually fairly knowledgeable. I'll talk to her tomorrow, see what her thoughts are, and take it from there. But
have you considered doing the 100 hours of community service by raising money outside of the city hall?
that's a great suggestion. But someone else actually raised a good point. We're going to try to partner up with Food Not Bombs and set up a small tent outside of the courthouse and hand out food and clothing to homeless people.
You could also,
of course,
whatever the homeless organization was that you gave the $45 to that you guys raised, you could just go work for them raising money on the sidewalk out in front of the courthouse.
That's what I just suggested a moment ago.
More coming up.
Free to invest.
On Monday, Josh Leibarger made a status
case of the Mondays,
followed by a frowny face. It got one like and 5 comments, including dislike. Well, Josh, Geico also wants to make a comment to turn that emoji's frown upside down. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. With all that extra dough, why not give Monday a makeover? We see an office party in your future, hosted by you. Hashtag happy face, hashtag savings.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've got a question for Virgil Viduva. He is an independent photojournalist. Works with the Greene County Herald in Ohio. He just barely avoided going to jail, was sentenced to the maximum 30 days in jail, but those 30 days were suspended for a period of 2 years for the horrible crime of raising money for charity. But though, Mark, as you pointed out, without a vest, you sort of got that comment in very at the very end of the last segment.
Right. I think the vest really makes the difference. If you wear some, you know, cheap vest that that says the organization's name on it, and you're raising money, then you have a very legitimate look to you.
I wonder if that would make a difference.
That's what this world's all about.
Boards.
Silly hats. Yeah. Once you have a silly hat on, you can do whatever you want. Police officers wear that funny octagonal hat thing. They can do whatever they want. You know, the judges have the silly wig. Now, not in this country, but you get the idea. They're wearing
a robe.
A black muumuu. No one would be caught dead in this weird outfit any place but there. And it's all fine and dandy there. As long as you've got the hat, and I'm using the hat in the metaphorical sense.
Right, it could be a shiny badge.
It's the garb.
Right.
So, Virgil, you're back with us here, and there's actually Dave who wants to talk to you, so we're going to bring him on the line. You were panhandling, according to the state, even though their own definition, you did not meet that definition. That didn't stop the jury from finding you guilty and the judge from ultimately going along with it and sentencing you to the maximum sentence, actually beyond the maximum sentence possible. Again, proving that the law doesn't matter, what the words on paper actually say doesn't matter. They do whatever it is that they want to do. You want to break the maximum sentence? Break the maximum sentence. You want to sentence somebody to a crime they didn't actually commit, even though it's, you know, been made clear to you that they didn't. Well, just go ahead and find them guilty anyways, what the jury did. So let's go to Dave. He's in Iowa City. You're on Free Talk Live with Virgil Viduva.
Hi, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Go ahead, Dave. You're on the air.
And let's back the truck up a little bit. I guess Virgil was representing himself as a pro se. Is that correct, Virgil?
I was, absolutely.
And as far as I know, a pro se is what's called a first-party testifier. So that means that anything that you write or anything that you say is first-party testifying. And it sounds to me like your judge downgraded you to a third party, which is a non-testifier, and the war of words.
Yeah, I was pretty muzzled. I was pretty muzzled in the courtroom.
Well,
yeah,
but you did choose to not testify, though. That was a choice you did make.
Well, that's part B. Okay. A pro se testifying has numerous problems because, A, he can't cross-examine himself, and, B, it's a violation of the Fifth Amendment, and eventually it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment, taking of property or seizing of your cash. Now, when he wanted your cash right after the trial, that's a violation of the 30-day appeal.
Well, I don't know. Is there a 30-day?
That's probably true.
What's the appeal rule in Ohio, Virgil?
It's a 30-day. You get 30 days to appeal, yes.
Okay.
So for him to ask you for money within that period is a violation. Now, if you want to go to the case laws, Marbury versus Madison, anything that is in their court proceedings that's referred to as statute or rule is a violation of Marbury versus Madison, which says that anything repugnant to the Constitution, e.g. the 4th, 5th, 10th, and 14th Amendments, are a violation of that law, which has been on the books for a long time.
Well, but we're sort of talking about this ideal constitutional society that we don't live in, right? I mean, these are not is not how courtrooms practice. I think it's important to understand that if anybody's listening, that this you might not want to take this as legal advice.
Well, right. I mean, Dave, it's interesting though what Dave points out though that he should be able to postpone paying the fine at the very least.
That one. Well, I mean,
the appeal process.
Well, I don't know that I don't know exactly what the statutes are in
Ohio.
But you know, look, Rich Paul was in jail during his appeal. I mean, it's not unusual you to be punished pending appeal, and then okay, like at least in that case, you know, if you win the appeal, you get your money back. Whereas, you know, somebody who spends their appeal in jail, it can't exactly get it back.
So it depends on the rules of the state, right? So like if you're appealing to the Supreme Court in New Hampshire, you have to sit in jail for that, or you're on your sentence for that.
Right.
If you are appealing to the Superior Court in New Hampshire, meaning that you had a bench trial and then you want to appeal to a jury trial, then the sentence is completely put on hold. It's completely put on the back burner while you do that appeal. So there's different rules for different types of appeals. So, Virgil, where does your first appeal go to? What's the court that it's going to next?
It's an appellate court. They
need
about
Ohio.
Yes, it's an appellate court. They have, I don't know, several districts in Ohio, and it's here. It's actually in Xenia, the court. They meet a number of times a year. It's not like they don't convene every day or anything like that. But interestingly enough, the lawyer told me that when you are pro se in Ohio, the judge is not allowed to sentence you to jail time. He needs to hold an actual special hearing where you you receive special instructions about the dangers of so-called dangers of representing yourself and so on. And the judge didn't do that. So this guy violated all kinds of rules that I'm not even aware they exist. And honestly, Dave on the phone call, his advice is probably awesome, but nobody knows what any of that stuff means. You know, probably the judge doesn't even care, you know?
Dave, anything else you want to share?
Yep. Let's switch gears. You mentioned that the Constitution doesn't exist anymore. So, if you look at the U.S. Inc., And this judge is then under what's called a, I can't think of the name of it now. He's no longer statute. He's administrative. So even in the administrative court, his procedures are in violation. That can be tested. So you can play it either way, constitutional or administrative. In either case, he's done no-no.
Yeah, I mean, some of this may get overturned at the appellate level. Dave, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Basically, these district court judges do whatever it is that they want to do, and they count on the fact that people aren't going to appeal.
Right. I mean,
most people don't.
Don't expect any kind of justice at the district court level.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no justice. And I've been pretty much the lawyer. They don't guarantee a certain outcome, but he was very confident this will get overturned on appeal.
And is this guy working pro bono, or what's your deal with him?
He actually, so far, he hasn't charged me anything. He wants a flat fee. He's done largely constitutional cases, and he's won. He's even argued before the Supreme Court. So, you know, based on what I've read about him and what I know about him, he seems to be legit. So, flat fee all the way.
And you expect that the flat fee will be more than covered by whatever the settlement you hope to get out of this?
Oh, God, yes. Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, all right. I'm out of questions, guys.
What do you think the settlement's going to be? I want to know.
I have no idea. Well, whatever it is, I'm pretty sure. I'll make sure that Free Talk Live gets a small portion.
Just to add
one more thing.
What kind of percentage are we talking about?
The sales guy in market sense.
That's true.
But I wanted to add one quick thing. About 3 hours ago, I was driving through Xenia, and there was a pizza place. They had a little employee up front, a young girl, advertising with a big sign for pizza, right, some sale. And I actually called the police station, and I reported a panhandler. And because the wide definition of that the judge took of the statute meets, you know, what she was doing meets that requirement. And the cop showed up, actually.
You shouldn't have done that. Why did you do that?
I know.
I mean, I get what you were trying to do, but that's like swatting, dude.
Yeah. I didn't call the cops on her. I just called to report a general, you know, violation. And I wanted a video recording of the cop basically ignoring the law. So, you know, it's funny because when you're putting them on the spot, they are not they lack any awareness of what the judge did in court or what, you know, what interpretation of the law he has. But when it comes to them and they know who you are, as soon as he gets out of the car, he says, "Hey, Virgil, what's going on? You know, what are you doing?" And they don't care. You know, they obviously interpret and enforce the law very selectively.
Well,
right?
We have some friends here in Keene that are facing drug paraphernalia charges, and the law is like so clear that you can run a head shop and get arrested for drug paraphernalia, and there can be a head shop right next door that they don't arrest anybody for, and it doesn't matter. They really make it very abundantly clear that their interpretation of the law is all that matters, which just goes to show that rule of law doesn't occur. You know, there's many people listening right now.
An illusion of law
that believe that that rule of law is what keeps society going, and it's not. We don't have rule of law. We have rule of men, and it's never going to be rule of law because there's men interpreting the law.
Well, it's very selective.
Yep.
It's very selective. They and it's punitive, right? If they don't like, if you're a known activist, and Ian, you probably can speak to this firsthand. They will use the law to punish you.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Virgil, thanks for calling in tonight.
Thanks
for the inside scoop, and you know, keep us in the loop with what happens with your motion for the alternative payment. You're looking to not pay the $150 fine. You did say you will pay the court costs, which I'm so sorry about. This is another reason to move to New Hampshire before you do your activism. I think this activism.
Oh God! Ian just has to turn it into.
I think it's great activism, but you don't have court costs in New Hampshire. I mean, that's a huge deterrent against taking something to court. If you have to pay $700 to take a speeding ticket to court, you know, a $50 speeding ticket, people aren't going to do that, and they know it.
Southwestern Ohio is the center for civil disobedience and activism in the world right now.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call, Virgil. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins. Stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam, my best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.